Hey everybody, this is Mark Ryan and welcome again to Beyond Marketing, the Joe Vitale Podcast. Get ready for an amazing podcast. Today's podcast is called Superhuman Self-Confidence. Joe will be interviewing an amazing individual. His name is Pete Siegel. This was an interview that Joe did last night. The lines were so full, a lot of people missed it. So I asked Joe if it would be okay if we could put it up for the podcast. Joe said, no problem, and here is your opportunity to listen to this incredible podcast. It's a little bit over an hour long. Pete is one of the country's foremost sports and peak performance hypnotherapists. This guy gets up to $800 to $1,500 an hour, sometimes more, for doing hypnosis and hypnotherapy on anybody from NFL players to NHL players, Major League Baseball, NBA, LPGA. We're talking entertainment celebrities, powerhouses in business. And what Pete does is help these people elevate their performance so they can become their all-time personal best. What you'll hear is Joe interviewing Pete for the first part of this podcast, and then sit back, relax, get comfortable, because Pete will give you a long, free hypnosis session using some of his best techniques. You're going to get it just for listening to the Joe Vitale Podcast, Beyond Marketing, Volume 5. Why am I so excited about this? Because I just got done listening to it. I missed a call also last night. When I called in, the bridge line was so full, I kept trying for about 15 minutes and finally gave up, knowing that Joe and I had already talked about the possibility of putting this up for a podcast. And then when it got into the hypnotic part, I really enjoyed this because I also am a hypnotherapist, a trainer in hypnosis, and it was amazing to listen to somebody that gets paid this much and works with so many professionals, taking them to the next level. I learned a bunch from Pete and Joe's interview just by listening to the hypnosis part, and it will get you fired up because he uses some performance hypnosis that actually works. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this awesome podcast. And when you're done listening, make sure you check out the link on Joe's podcast blog that takes you to Pete Siegel's site. Pete has some great products, and he is offering the listeners of this interview special discounts. Here's Joe and Pete.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Joe Vitale of MrFire.com, and tonight we're going to be talking to one of my friends, a famous hypnotherapist who's famous in the sports world. And this guy has more credentials than I'll have any time to explain. But this is going to be a fantastic hour. We're off to a late start, so if you're calling in or still calling in, I still hear some beeps coming in. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people have tried to call in, and the service who hosts this teleseminar ability for us to do this screwed up, and even my guests can get on. But that's all being taken care of. People are still coming in, so I'm going to chat for a couple minutes while they all take their seats, so to speak, and I'm going to just say a few things. One is, I want everybody to know just how busy I am, and I want you to know this for a reason. First of all, I have a new book hitting the stands on March 7th, and I'm going to do a big promotion on March 7th that's going to rock the earth. Then my revised P.T. Barnum book is going to come out in April, and then I have a book, a co-authored book with Bill Hibbler on masterminding that's going to come out in August. Then Wiley, the publisher who did The Attractor Factor and several of my other books, is going to publish my very first ebook. They're going to print it in hardcover. That's Hypnotic Writing, and that'll come out later in September. And then, of course, my beloved book, The Attractor Factor, is going to come out in paperback sometime in September or October. So those are just the books that I'm involved in. Now, on the side with all of that, I'm also an investor, and I'm promoting the first ever physician-designed nutritional formula that is guaranteed to lower cholesterol and prevent heart attack and stroke within 30 days. On top of that, I just last night announced a national campaign to search for the next Houdini. I'm a member of the Society of American Magicians, and we have come up with the idea to do an American Idol-like contest where we look for the next Houdini, and I'm directing that. I'm behind that. Then, of course, besides all of that, I still have the executive mentoring program going on, which some people listening who came on earlier and got to say hi are involved in. Then I've got my Hypnotic Gold membership program that some people are in right now. That's sold out, but it's alive and well at hypnoticgold.com. Then I'm speaking at a lot of events like Pat O'Brien's Portable Empire event in May. Then, of course, I'm doing radio shows, TV shows, and other media appearances all the time. And on top of all of that, even, there's a national media event going on right now, today, in Nebraska that I'm directly involved in. And then on top of all of that, I've got the movie that I'm in called The Secret. A lot of this stuff I'm going to talk about on tomorrow night's call when I am interviewed. It'll be the same number to call in. Obviously, the technology will have been fixed because we're fixing it tonight, so you can get in without any problem. And I will record it in case you miss it, and I'll send out the link for it. So I'll talk about a lot of that tomorrow night. But there's a reason I'm telling you all of this. People ask me how I'm able to get so much accomplished. How do I get so much done? Some people say I ought to switch to decaf because I'm just buzzing with activity. And there may be some truth to that. Even though I gave up coffee for 2 years, I'm still buzzing and I'm drinking it again. But I think there's a certain belief system that I have operating in me that we're going to talk about tonight. And we're going to talk about it because we all need it, including myself, because I'm not that super confident in every area. And this is an important distinction that we'll get into. So what I want you to consider here is that with all the specialized knowledge that you may have, ask yourself why you aren't notably more successful in your life. And it may be because there's a secret ingredient that you must factor into the mix. It's a factor which naturally moves you to convert your knowledge and ability into truly incredible personal results. So what I'm talking about is self-confidence. I'm talking about, in many ways, superhuman self-confidence. In many ways, I'm talking about having a sense of invincibility. Now, tomorrow night when I'm being interviewed, I'll talk about invincible marketing and some aspects of this philosophy and psychology will come up. But tonight's focus is all on having this internal drive, this internal power, this internal conviction that nothing is going to stop you. Now, I have pulled in for my interview tonight a guy who's been very patient, who's been very loving, who's been very supportive and very therapeutic to me. What I have is Pete Siegel. Pete, you still with me?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hang in there. Pete is the country's foremost peak performance hypnotherapist. He's had literally hundreds of self-help articles published in 45 different magazines. He's just finished his 24th book and CD program. And his client list looks like a who's who of mega million-dollar superstars in sports, business, and entertainment. And I am one of those clients. I first came across him because I'm into bodybuilding, as some of you know, and muscle building. And I went from being the Buddha of the Internet to the Charles Atlas of the Internet. And one of the products I got along the way to help me is a book and CD set called Think and Grow Big. And Think and Grow Big is designed to help you grow your muscles. And the next time you look at me, take a look at my bulging biceps in my shirts, and you'll know that Think and Grow Big works. So today I've got Pete Siegel, the author of that program, on this call. He's going to discuss and directly teach you about maximum impact confidence. That's the secret ingredient which takes you from where you are now into where you really want to be. Pete, are you ready to rock and roll?
I sure am after that build-up. I better be, put it that way.
Well, you probably thought I was never going to shut up, but you, there's so much to say about you that I wanted to keep going and make sure that people really know just how privileged they are to be here, because this is a free call. I'm not charging, and you're not charging anybody to do this. Mm-hmm. We're giving this information, and we have a surprise for everybody at the end of the call, so listen to the whole thing, and there's probably even going to be a process we can do throughout this. But, Pete, what I want to know is, you've been doing this for, 26 years or
right.
more.
Mm-hmm.
You've been the predominant leader in the field of mental training, working with superstars in sports, business, entertainment, and I'm one of your clients. Tell our listeners about the exciting work you do and why it's so relevant to them.
Okay. First, thank you for that wonderful build-up, and I appreciate it. And I can sense that the work we've done has made a decisive impact. I'm serious. This is, like, incredible, and I can't say I'm surprised, but I am absolutely delighted because, as listeners know, Joe Vitale is a man of great passion and great integrity, and he loves providing resources and information to help you become the best you can be. And so in line with that, for 26 years now, I've worked with professional athletes in every sport and entire teams in hockey, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and powerhouse business and entertainment clients on their mental game. And these are people who were already very good at what they did, but they knew that they could be better, and they wanted to be better. And the work that I do and the methods that I've developed over the years help you directly convert the more that every one of you knows you have within you and the more that you sense should be being expressed into your life. It helps you make that more the fact of your life. And I'm sure that so many of you on this call today know that there is a lot more within you, a greater capacity for personal success, greater health, greater fitness, greater financial gain, greater personal impact. And through the work that I do, the performance of the people that I work with skyrockets, literally skyrockets. I'm sure that Dr. Joe Vitale will attest to that.
Oh, yeah.
And the overwhelming majority of the people that I work with go on to make mega millions strictly because of one thing. They were able to convert their potential that they sensed they possessed into tangible living fact. So just let yourself get a sense of how you and your business and your personal lives would be if the strengths and the abilities and the capacities that you knew existed within you became regularly experienced facts of your life. And how would your performance be affected, and what would start happening to your personal bottom line, and how would your relationships change? How would your self-esteem and your self-image and sense of self begin to become strengthened and enhanced? And as you start to think about this even more now, I know that there are some of you who are really starting to sense what this change would be. And today, we'll be dealing with the factor essential to you taking this more within you and making it into a better, more accomplished, and decisively more successful you. Of course, we're talking about this superhuman self-confidence. Now, I want you to understand something, that as a teacher, as a motivator, as a therapist, I'm also a very prolific published self-help author, personal development author. As Joe said, hundreds of magazine articles, just finished up my 24th book. And I have and continue to do national TV demonstrations. I was just, for example, this entire month on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel on HBO. People who work with me, the teams, the companies, and the individuals who hire me, get the results they expect and know represent the true capacity that they have within them. And in just a little bit, I'm going to take you all through an incredible process to introduce some of this more that you have within you directly to you. So, Joe, it's really great to be here with you and your listeners, and I'm really looking forward to sharing this significant life-strengthening information with you.
Oh, you're good. You are good. I'm listening and I'm smiling and I'm thinking, boy, I hope these people are paying attention, because you are giving already, just with your little tease and your description, information that they can take in and integrate and start to make a change in their lives. And also, I want to point out, we're going to be hearing those beeps because more and more people are calling in. I opened up the phone lines because hundreds to thousands of people have been emailing me and trying to get through and going through my secretary in order to say, I can't get on the call. So I called over to the service department and told them they had to expand the lines. So we may still be hearing more people calling in, and just kind of tune it out or smile every time you hear a beep and think, wow, the world is wonderful. So, Pete, what I want to know is, what's the difference between someone who has the potential to make it and on paper should be succeeding and someone who actually does big time? In other words, is it skill? Is it ability? Is it specialized knowledge? Is it hard work, passion? Or is there something else that most never, ever even focus on? What's your take?
Well, that's a great question, Joe, and I think I'll answer it this way. Back when the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl in the late 80s, I had a client on that team, Bill Bates, and he made a great statement to me. He said to me, basically, other than Michael Jordan's and Wayne Gretzky's and Pete Sampras and Joe Montana's and the superstars, the talent on every professional sports team is basically distributed equally. It's the guy or the gal who is the most mentally toughest is the one that's going to come out on top.
Mm.
And just the splendid simplicity of that really made impact with me. And this mental toughness that I speak of is not just a sports-related thing, folks. It's a specific life impact-related thing. And it means disciplining your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, and any remaining fears that you might have, overcoming them with the power that you know you are, so that the true ability and capacity to succeed that every single one of you knows you possess is brought into play. And, you know, in business, creativity, and getting the right employees, taking risks, being more competitive, the mental toughness factor is evident and exists there as well. It exists within parenting. It exists within relationships. It's the person who takes charge and takes initiative and begins to take the actions to create the outcomes that they want. Those are the greatest successes that you will ever find in life. Now, when you think about the levels of skill, ability, knowledge, and resolve that must be generated for success in these kinds of situations in your life, you clearly come to understand the essential need for mental toughness. And regardless of your age, regardless of your experience level, regardless of any past experience you've had, you have to ask yourself and really be honest with yourself, am I where I want to be in my life? And if you're not, why aren't you? Am I where I know I should be in my life? And if not, why aren't you there? What must I begin doing so that I can now get there and stay there and go even beyond that? And then how do I do this? And again, the toughest questions that you'll ever have to ask and deal with are those about yourself. But if you're willing to be honest, you'll have the greatest success, the greatest personal growth, the greatest life enhancement that you've ever experienced, even beyond, I'm telling you folks, even beyond what you may think is possible. And the answers to the last two questions that I asked, what must you begin doing so you can get there, and how do you do these things? The answer to these questions is simple, and a majority of what my work entails. It's cultivating and applying commanding levels of solid, empowering confidence. With it, you can then take the more you know is within you and make it the more of you.
Well, you know, Pete, frequently we hear a lot of marketers tell us how easy it is to achieve the success we want. We see it with exercise and fitness products. Oh, boy, do we see it there, because I look in that area all the time. We see it in making money in real estate, starting, growing, succeeding with a business, and in so many other areas. Marketers sell it as it's all easy. But then when we engage it, it's always a lot more vast and demanding than we realize. Then we start to lose heart. We invariably fall away short of our intention. So you work with the very tops in their fields who go on to make mega millions. How do you help them achieve their goals with the intense, almost superhuman demands that they have? I bet we can learn something from looking at that.
You are an incredible interviewer. I think that's one of the greatest questions anyone's ever asked. Let me think on that for a second.
Oh, no, you don't have any time to think.
Okay.
Spit it out.
So let me start with saying this, a little metaphor. Confidence in your soul is like gas in your car.
Mm.
Without it, you get nowhere. And so as a result, and as well as overcoming fear and self-sabotage, the things that I help these people do, one of the most important things I help them achieve and produce is to master the process necessary for success. Every kind of where I want to be, what I want, what my goal is, what my outcome is, what my objective is, entails a specific process that must be engaged and sustained right on to ultimate achievement. Most people don't go into situations understanding that there is a process. They just want the result as quickly and as demonstrably as they can possibly get it. But first, you have to know that there is a process. So, for example, if you're striving to increase your income, if you're striving to lose weight, if you're striving to get into shape and stay into shape, if you're starting to grow and succeed with a business, if you're in the process of finding Mr. or Miss Right, if you're in the process of finding a different place to live or a different job, all of these things entail a specific process. And the process and the dealing with the factors of the process is essential for success. Willingness to accept that there is a process and that each day further work within the process so these people that I work with can continue to move toward their outcome, that is the first step. Understand, folks, that there is a process involved. Those white-toothed, hard-body fitness models that you see on TV demonstrating those pieces of equipment, they didn't use those pieces of equipment to look like that. They went for years and years to the regular gyms that I go to, that Dr. Joe Vitale goes to, that we all go to, and they paid their dues. So you have to understand that there's a process. And the next essential factor that I address, and I want you to make sure that you really, really get this one, is what part of yourself do you bring into the game? The part that tries or the part that does? What part of yourself do you bring into the game? The part that tries, the part that wishes or hopes or daydreams or, well, let's see if I can do it, or the part that does. And I'm going to, in a little bit, introduce you to this part that does, and every one of you knows you have that. But that's the real question you have to ask. What part of yourself, when you wake up each day, do you bring into the game of life? The part that tries or the part that does? The game could be the Super Bowl, the World Series, the Stanley Cup Finals, a major PGA event, or the Olympics. And I've worked with players within each of these situations. In fact, several Americans that are in Torino, Italy right now are Pete Siegel clients, medal winners. Or this game could be in the boardroom. It could be dealing with employees, dealing with your competitors' campaigns. It could be dealing with health issues, personal development issues, financial issues, just how you do your daily life. And I have my clients determine what part this is, how to connect with it, as all of you will soon experience, and then we place this part into dealing with the process. Now, there are no easy, convenient shortcuts. I have to tell you the truth. There is only the process, its demands, the part of you that can and will do the work, and the part of you that can sustain the process and succeed within it. Or the part that you will allow to let the process beat and overwhelm you. You can do anything you want in life. You can have anything you want in life. You can become anything you want in life. Understand, when you connect with this power, confident, personal impact part, then you've made the choice about what part of yourself you'll bring into the game. And again, I'm going to introduce every one of you in just a moment to this part of you who can within you. This is the part who can master your personal life processes and become the kind of impact success every one of you knows you want.
Holy smokes. Pete, I'm reflecting. As much as I know you, I mean, you took me to lunch when I was out there meeting Jimmy Kahn and working out at Gold's Gym, and I know all of your books, and I work with your self-confidence material, and I have your Think and Grow Big, and I've worked with you a couple times with your situation. I'm listening to what you just said, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is amazing. Just the awareness of what part am I listening to, and I guess I'm meaning me, but everybody listening could reflect and ask yourself, what part are you listening to when you wake up in the morning and you're looking at your day and you're looking at your goals and you're looking at what you think you can do and what you think you can't do? Your statement about confidence in your soul, what a poetic thing. And then the awareness of what part are we listening to, what a powerful thing. So I don't want to interrupt the flow here. I'm just out how excited I am and passionate about what you're saying, and it's awakening some new energy even within me. And I was already pretty turbocharged.
And I want the listeners to understand something. Again, this is not a rehearsed thing that we're doing here.
Right.
For a man at the level and magnitude of success and global impact that Dr. Joe Vitale is, to reveal that kind of influence that he gets from listening to Pete Siegel. This is everyone that I speak to feels the same way. And the one thing that I want you to get from him is the strength that he has to acknowledge his willingness to remain open-minded and to take everything that he can from every aspect of his day and his life and integrate the parts that he knows can help him become a stronger, better, even more successful Dr. Vitale. And I hope that that sentiment and spirit is prevailing within the hearts of every single one of you.
I can't say much more than that except to agree with it. That's totally true, and it's a nice reminder. So let's move on with this. Let's go a little deeper. So knowing what to do and how to do it sounds like it's only part of the ultimate success equation. So what I'm going to ask, Pete, is that you talk a little bit more about this part, who can and will and does. Is this something we have to internally build and develop? I think that's the million-dollar question. Is this something we have to internally build and develop?
Well, it's really something that we can and we should internally build and develop, because once we do, we don't hope, we don't wish, we don't dream. We don't have to let circumstances being a certain way enable us or allow us or open the way for us. We become the person with the key that opens the way to the life that we want to lead. I really want you all to get that critical, critical parameter and paradigm. Most people, many people that I've met, have to have the world be a certain way, attitudes being a certain way, opportunities being a certain way, people's perceptions of them being a certain way before they'll feel strong or confident or comfortable enough to move forward in their life. The Pete Siegel way is you become the way you need to be and put that key that unlocks the door to the vast success that you want in your hand, and then you directly insert it into the door and move the door open and then move into and outward within life. And so let me give you all an example of that. This is a very, very easy to experience and very powerful process that I'm going to take you through right now. Mm. And so what I'd like you to do, and if you're driving in your car on a cell phone, do not participate in this. Only those who are in their homes, comfortable, in their rooms listening to this, only those people participate. So the first thing I want you to do is just let your eyelids easily close down. Let your eyelids easily close down. Hold the phone comfortably upon your left ear with your left hand, please. Thank you. And your eyelids are closed down. The phone is held upon your left ear comfortably with your left hand. And first, I want you to think of something that you, in your personal life, that you really want to do and feel that you really should do, but you just don't know if you can do it. You just don't know if you can pull it off. You know, you really want to do it. You feel you should do it. But there's this doubt, this unsureness, this reluctance, this tentativeness. And so you don't. You keep avoiding it. You keep talking yourself out of it. You procrastinate. You take the roundabout road regarding it. But it's something you really want to do and something you know you should do. But there's this unsureness, so you don't. Now, just become aware of what that is for you. And go ahead and let yourself become aware of what this situation like this is in your personal life. And let yourself be very clear about that. And let it become foremost in your awareness. And when you do, just with your eyelids remaining closed, just allow yourself to become aware of now how you feel about it. As you focus upon this situation that you want to do, you should do, but because of uncertainty, doubt, fear, reluctance, tentativeness, unsureness, you don't. And notice as you consider it even further, notice how you think about it and how you feel about it and how you sense yourself in relation to it and what you sense would be a possible outcome if you were to engage it the way you'd like to engage it, okay? And now let yourself become aware of, that's the ideal, but become aware of, if you were just to engage it the way you think about it right now, what would be the outcome? This unsureness, this fear, this reluctance, this standoffishness, tentativeness, this sort of reservation that you have, if you were to engage it right now the way you thought about it, what would be the outcome? What would be the result for you? Excellent. And so you can now just let your attention focus easily on your breathing now. And with each easy breath that you take, just mentally, easily, silently repeat the word release to yourself. And with each easy breath that you take, you can just allow yourself to just begin to glide deeper and deeper and begin to feel more mentally at ease, physically soothed, emotionally calm and peaceful within. Continuing to allow your attention to focus on your breathing, with every breath you take, just begin to feel yourself as the phone is comfortably held upon your left ear with your left hand, the rest of your body, the rest of your mind. You just allow yourself easily, comfortably, naturally, and gently to begin to effortlessly glide deeper within yourself, all the way down into a soothing, easy, comfortable state of mental and emotional deep and calming relaxation. And as you go deeper now and deeper, that's right, into soothing, easy relaxation, I want you to recall a specific time in your personal life, a time when you felt that you and knew that you were totally on top of things. This was a time when you continually did what you wanted, exactly as you wanted and needed to. It was a time when you felt so in control and so in command that you could and would not be stopped or denied, as if your every action, action after action after action, dictated both the course that the situation you were in would unfold and the way actually destiny would unfold and the way destiny did unfold. This was the time when you did things time after time after time that dictated the flow of a situation that you were involved with to such a striking degree that regardless of whatever situation was going on around you, regardless of who was involved, what was said, what was not said, what was done, what was not done, you continued on feeling invincible and driven toward producing the result that you knew you could. And you were totally mentally locked in upon your purpose. Moment after moment, you were as if in a zone of total confidence, total self-belief, in control of everything that had to be done for you to produce the specific result that you wanted to. And regardless of what anyone involved did or did not do, you continued on decisively, demonstrably, continuing to do exactly what you had to produce the specific result that you intended to, and ultimately, gloriously, demonstrably, you did. And so go ahead and recall the very last time in your personal life when you were the embodiment, the consummate embodiment of this person who was totally on top of things. And just allow a singular memory to now unfold into your awareness that most emphatically represents and most emphatically characterizes you, the embodiment of this person who is totally on top of things. And now what I want you to do is imaginatively make this picture brighter, make it clearer, make it more distinct, more vivid, more three-dimensionally graphic. And as if it's playing out on a large white movie screen, I want you to imaginatively bring it even closer toward you, and closer, and even closer now. So that right now, it's as if it's right in front of your face. So close, it's as if you can reach out and touch it. So real, it's as if this is your very life right now. And instead of just watching this time of you, the embodiment of someone who is totally on top of things, imaginatively step into the picture and into your body now. That's right. Really learning at the unconscious level now what makes you the best you can be, and feeling the ground beneath your feet now, feeling your heart beating confidently and purposely within your chest. Look through your eyes and see exactly what you see. Exactly the way you see it when you are the consummate embodiment of someone who feels they're totally on top of things, the embodiment of maximum confidence and total self-belief, becoming aware of every specific factor that comprises your visual field as you continue to look through your eyes and see exactly the way you see and exactly what you see as the embodiment of being totally on top of things. That's it. Excellent. And now, seeing things this way, go ahead and allow yourself unconsciously now, that's right, to feel exactly what you feel, exactly where you feel it and how you feel it, the way you feel it, when you are the consummate embodiment of someone who is totally on top of things, becoming aware that as you begin to feel this feeling, this sensation, and focus upon this feeling and sensation, it begins to build, amplify, magnify, strengthen, increase, and intensify, and even more demonstrably and profoundly freely flow through you, streaming from the top of your head all the way down to your toes now. The feeling that you feel when you are the embodiment of someone who is totally on top of things. That's it. Seeing what you see, feeling what you feel, put the look upon your face. That's the exact facial expression you reflect, project, and generate as the embodiment of someone who is totally on top of things. From the slant of your eyes to the flare of your nostrils to the curl and purse of your lips. That facial expression unconsciously that is projected outward as you engage, as you interact with, and as you command life as the embodiment of someone who is totally on top of things. And this seeing what you see, feeling what you feel, facially projecting as you do, begin now to inwardly say to yourself, using the exact words and voice tonality that you do, exactly what you inwardly communicate to yourself when you are the embodiment of absolutely being on top of things, embodiment of maximum confidence and total self-belief. And become aware that these are not surface-level projections, but they emanate from the deepest part of within you. That's right. And seeing what you see, feeling what you feel, facially projecting as you do, inwardly communicating as you do, begin to breathe exactly the way you breathe when you are the consummate embodiment of a person who is totally on top of things, the person who is totally on top of things. Deep, thorough, confident breaths, and continuing to keep the phone comfortably upon your left ear with your left hand as you're continuing now to see what you see and feel what you feel, facially project, inwardly communicate and breathe the way you do as the embodiment of someone who is totally on top of things. Clench your right fist firmly now and continuing to breathe the way you breathe when you are totally on top of things. In a moment, I'm going to count from 3 down to 1, and as I hit number 1, go silently within yourselves to powerfully and emphatically exclaim a word that you know represents you and you decide represents you as the embodiment of this person who is totally on top of things. So, okay, your right fist is firmly clenched now. You're breathing deep, thorough, confident breaths the way someone who is totally on top of things breathes. I'll count from 3 down to 1, and when I say number 1, silently I want you to exclaim this key word within yourselves 3 times consecutively. All right, get ready. 3, 2, 1, now. Excellent. And so now, keeping your right fist comfortably clenched, breathing the way someone who is totally on top of things breathes, your unconscious knows that by clenching your right fist firmly, breathing the way someone who is totally on top of things breathes, and mentally exclaiming your key word automatically activates the feelings, the energy, the emotions, and the mentality connected with someone who directly is on top of things, so that this energy fuels, directs, enhances, nourishes, and drives you on in your thoughts, your actions, your decisions, and your continued actions. And so now, keeping your right fist firmly clenched, what I want you to do is I want you to think about the situation that you originally became aware was something that you really wanted to do, felt you should do, but because of being nervous or anxious or fearful or tentative or unsure or reserved, you just haven't done. But I want you to keep your right fist firmly clenched. And I want you to project yourself into your future now as the embodiment of this person who is totally on top of things, into now dealing with, engaging, and interacting with this specific situation. And as this person who is totally on top of things, now dealing, interacting, and engaging this situation, let yourself deeply, thoroughly, unconsciously become aware of exactly what you do and exactly how you do it. That's right. And what you say and how you say it. Keeping your right fist firmly clenched, becoming more focused with every sound that you hear. Become aware of how you think as you continue to interact and engage within this situation as the embodiment of this person who is totally on top of things. And become aware of how other people that are involved within this situation react to, interact with, and respond to you because of you being and dealing with them and the situation as the person who is totally on top of things. That's right. Continuing to keep your right fist firmly clenched, the left hand is holding the phone comfortably upon your left ear, breathing the way the one who is totally on top of things breathes. Mentally, silently repeat your keyword again emphatically within you and notice the results that your efforts produce within this situation as the embodiment of someone who is totally on top of things. That's right, really learning at the unconscious level now what it is that represents the truth of your actual ability. And finally, just go ahead and let yourself become aware of the overall outcome that you produce, the overall outcome that you stimulate, the overall outcome that you've registered because of interacting and engaging in this situation as the embodiment of this person who is totally on top of things, totally believes in themselves, the comprehensive embodiment of maximum personal confidence. That's right. And now, breathing comfortably, just letting your attention focus on your breathing now momentarily, I want you to slowly now, very slowly begin to unclench your right fist, very slowly, as your unconscious mind continues to absorb and integrate and internalize all of the new learning, all of the new awareness, all of the new realization about who you are, what you can do, and what you do produce when you are the embodiment of someone who is totally on top of things. Very slowly unclenching your right fist. That's right. As your unconscious continues to absorb and your unconscious continues to make these changes for you now, easily, continually, effortlessly, and demonstrably now. That's right. And now I'm going to bring you back up to your full awareness by counting from 1 up to 5. And at 5, you are then calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, fully aware, feeling good, energized, enthused, and feeling totally confident. 1, slowly, easily, calmly, and gently, returning back toward your full awareness once again. 2, each muscle and nerve is relaxed and loose, and you're feeling wonderfully refreshed, completely at ease. 3, you're feeling perfect from head to toe, physically perfect, mentally tranquil, emotionally strong, confident, and feeling empowered. 4, your eyes feel sparkling clear, just as if they've been bathed in cool spring water. On the next number, let your eyelids open, and you are then calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, energized, alert, feeling a sense of strength, conviction, and capability that exceeds how you would even think normally you could feel. 5, let your eyelids open now. Inhale deeply, fill up your lungs, take a long, deep breath in, and stretch. All right. Now, if you'd like, you can switch phone back to your right hand. And what I want you to do now, I know the line is muted here, but I'm going to ask you to do something, and I'm going to visualize right now that all of you are seated in an audience in front of me in a hotel ballroom or an auditorium where I do my seminars. I want you to think about the situation that you originally thought about, and it seemed like something you wanted to do, but there was this reluctance, this, I don't know, this unsureness, this tentativeness. And as you think about it now, if you sense and feel that it's different than it was when you originally focused on it, just let your left hand raise up in the air. That's right. I can see the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of you whose hands are raising up right now. And keep that hand raised. And not only is it different, see if you feel that you can do it now. And if you feel you can do it, let that left arm raise up even higher and hold it there for a moment, please. And here's the real test, the real Pete Siegel litmus test. Not only do you think you can do it, but if you really feel like you want to do it now, in fact, you can't wait to do it now, then let your arm raise up even higher and hold it there. And I want you to silently, mentally say to yourself, I am stronger than I let myself be. I am more capable than I let myself realize. I have greater ability than I give myself credit for. I am a person of success, action, impact, and I know I can do this thing, and I know I can succeed. And now, very slowly, just let that left arm come down, all the way down to where your palm is comfortably resting upon your left thigh. Very good. And I want you all to understand now that by clenching your right fist, breathing the way someone who feels they're totally on top of things breathes, and mentally exclaiming your key word once produces that same feeling. So before a meeting, before important phone calls, before you want to talk to a boss, a supervisor, a manager, to ask for a raise, or to communicate some kind of sentiment that you feel is important, before you discipline your children or have a discussion with your husband or wife or any other aspect of life where confidence and being an impact person and performance master is important to you, don't just hope it happens or see if it will happen. Prepare yourself internally so that you give yourself the absolute best chance that it will. And now I've just given every one of you an incredibly powerful resource enabling you to do that.
Ooh, wow. Pete, you are amazing. I'm coming out of my own trance here. But you know, that's so incredible. It's almost like if you could stay that way, if you can stay where you've just put us, our impact, our results would be way beyond where they usually are. So how do you keep bringing more of this out of yourself?
You have to have a plan. You have to have some kind of structure, an activation strategy, some kind of system that moves you to develop the resources and capacities and the elements and attributes that you know you have within yourself right now and mobilize them into a force that stimulates positive success, impact, action. If you want to lose weight, what would those actions be? Keeping only kinds of certain foods in your house, learning how to change your emotional preferences to foods that are healthier and better for you. If it's to work out, what kinds of actions would those be? Joining a gym, finding a personal trainer, finding a workout partner, developing the best routine you could, reading the bodybuilding and fitness magazines to find out what works, talking with, staying with, and forming relationships with like-minded people. If it's increasing your income, reading magazines about opportunities that are out there, buying specific knowledge courses, for example, in real estate, in the cash flow note business, learning how to start your own business, doing some kind of marketing or being some kind of entrepreneur, developing a product or a service, and then devising a specific plan to make people aware that that product or service exists. It all takes confidence. But you know what, folks? If you clench your right fist and breathe the way someone who is totally on top of things breathes and says your key word, that's the feeling that you have right now. And then you work this plan, this strategy. That's what you need, a strategy, a system. And you make dealing with and moving further into developing the more of you part of your life. It's not something that you say, I'd like, I would really love that. I would like to go, ladies, from a size 10 to a size 4, a size 5. It's not something, guys, that you say, gee, I have a 40-inch waistline. I'd love to get it down to a 35. It's something that you say to yourself, I am going to develop a plan. I am going to structure a process, and then I am going to transform into the embodiment of the confidence that I need that each day addresses what I have to within that process until I get what I'm after. Now, the more of you there is, the more effective, commanding, and the more ultimately successful you'll be in your business and your life. Let me say that again so you can really grasp onto that statement. As you begin to develop yourself, as you begin to explore and exploit and cultivate the resources of confidence, positive expectancy, optimism, total conviction, personal drive, personal initiative, success impact self-image, magnitude self-esteem, you develop and become more. And the more of you there is, the more effective, commanding, and ultimately successful you'll be in your business and personal lives. The more confident and emotionally strong you are, the more boldness you'll generate in your actions, words, and the kinds of growth and profit-targeted risks you'll take. The more confident and emotionally strong you are, the more boldness you'll then generate in your actions, your words, and the kinds of growth and profit-targeted risks you'll take in your business and personal life. What kind of profit-targeted risks do I mean in your personal life? Standing up and saying what you mean. Going for what you want instead of waiting and hoping and wishing and dreaming. Seeing if someone else can connect with you so you can feel supported by them, strengthened by them, empowered by them. Because waiting equals what? Waiting equals failure, doesn't it, folks? I mean, let's be honest here. How many things have you waited for and hoped that someone else would come through for you, and they haven't, but you didn't follow through and do it for yourself? That's the answer. That's the answer. To become the kind of person and personality who becomes self-reliant, self-initiating, a self-starter, and a follow-through finisher. The more mentally tough you become, and ladies, this applies to you as well, the more emphatic your decisions, the more comprehensive your overview and direction regarding things you can do to bolster your success that you've never done or considered that you could do before. The mentally tougher you become, the more emphatic and targeted your decisions become, and the more comprehensive your overview regarding what you actually can do becomes. And the more you feel an equality toward your fellow man regarding your ability, your capacity for excellence, and your capacity for efficiency, the more you'll then go after things and get them done. Now let that really sink down way deep within you. Let it become part of you, just like the apple that you eat becomes part of your bloodstream. Listen to this again now. The more you feel an equality toward your fellow man regarding your ability, your capacity for excellence, and your capacity for efficiency, the more you'll then go after things and get them unequivocally done. Okay? The plan is a step-by-step approach to bringing the most and best out of yourself so that you can start doing what you truly can and step beyond, decisively, demonstrably beyond the small, reserved, limited, routine you, so that the part of you who you experienced in the process that we just did a moment ago continues to live and grow and thrive and flourish in you and to think in you and to be you always.
Well, speaking of systems, I know you've produced some incredible personal development resources. I have many of them, and they're used by hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. Now, before I mention anything about this, Pete, could I ask you, would you be willing to reveal what you typically charge people for an hour to three-hour session with you?
Well, it depends what your personal needs are. Usually an hour session runs between $850 to $1,500, depending if there's a recurrent negative pattern, and I'll have to do age regression and hypnotherapy and gestalt with you, so that we disconnect from the negative emotional connections to your past, to your limiting, negative, stifling, sabotaging past, so that the current age person that you are can think and live and process and function exclusively and singularly through you. I also have a two-session, three-hour intensive, one-week-apart session. And for that, it's $8,500. But that is, and I've had hundreds of people go through that, and you will skyrocket personally, professionally, emotionally, and you'll do things you never thought you could get done before. And you will see, and Dr. Joe Vitale has just recently gone through one of those aspects, and I'll let him tell you about it in a second. You will immediately begin to take charge of your life, to take charge of yourself, and take charge of situations that you've been hoping, wishing, dreaming for, feigning away from, and doing your life to get things done. Whenever you see something that you want, you usually see someone who's got it, don't you? Whether it's the body you want, the money you want, the kinds of relationships that you want, the clothing you want, the car you want, the material possessions you want, the performance you want, how did they get it? Just think of that rhetorically, folks. How did they get there? Well, because they thought about it the way they do. And I've studied this for 26 years now, and my client list is voluminous, and it continues to grow. And, I mean, over $600 million so far. I added up the grosses. That's how much I've helped people make. Over $600, it'll be over $1 billion by the end of this year. Okay, to be able to do that with someone, to be able to help them move themselves into performance dynamic and personal impact realms, indicates an understanding of the mental process that's involved in moving yourself decisively from where you are now to where you want to be, and how to get yourself out of your own way so that you can continually move in that direction.
Well, I understand you're offering our listeners here a Joe Vitale discount of sorts. It's a huge discount on your system, and you're calling this Stepping Up to Extraordinary Living, and it combines three of your Power Mind Worldwide bestsellers, and I believe it's all described at AmazingConfidence.com, www.AmazingConfidence.com. And Pete, could you tell us a little bit about what those programs are, what this is all about, what the
huge discount
is?
Sure, Joe, I'd be happy to. Let me start off by saying this. It's today, February 21st. How many of you made New Year's resolutions? And how many of you, by this time, have just sort of don't even think about the New Year's resolutions that you've made, and life is basically the way it usually is for you? I can see every hand in the room raising up right. Okay? Well, ask yourself, you know, why do people make resolutions? Why do you say, okay, this is going to be the year? Well, let's say that this is going to be the year for you folks. And you know, what is it that you're going to do, and what is it that you can do so that this can be your year? And so what I've done is I've taken the three Power Mind bestsellers, and I've combined it into one brilliant mega life transforming program system called Stepping Up to Extraordinary Living. It contains three specific aspects. The first is the Building Superconfidence book CD program, which is a 136-page book and the CD. The CD has two subconscious success programs on it. One's called Dynamic Self-Confidence, Positive Self-Image. The other is called The Best You Can Be. These are self-hypnosis, self-image strengthening processes, and full instructions on how to use that is contained within the book. And the book takes you from before you get out of bed in the morning and then all through your day right up to where you go to sleep the next night. And it teaches you confidence, mega confidence building processes, strategies, and exercises so that those of you who went through the powerful process we did on the teleseminar today just get a sense of, imagine if you took yourself even beyond that. And that's what this program helps you establish. That's step one of the system, the foundation. Step two is a program called Winning at Life. And in Winning at Life, that's a 100-page book and CD. The CD is called Creating Your Great Day Every Day. And it's something I have people start their day off with. So that instead of the first thoughts and images and expectations that you project being remnants of your yesterday or your day before, which people wake up every day an extension of their yesterdays, understand that when you wake up in the morning, folks, your day has not happened yet. What you think and what you believe are the two most important things that are responsible for how your day will unfold. And so if you are a remnant from your thinking yesterday, the likelihood is you'll experience the, quote, same old, more of the same, can't complain euphemism that so many people adopt as their life mantra on a regular basis. Winning at Life provides you 26 incredible life tips, and these are strategies and processes enabling you to either resolve, overcome, or eliminate the major aspects that people allow to sabotage themselves, limit themselves, and ruin their lives. That's what that program helps you overcome. The 26 life tips cover so many different facets, from how you see yourself, feel about yourself, the kinds of relationships that you generate, how to create quality relationships, lasting quality relationships, how to excite and motivate and stimulate other people to want to help you and support you without you really having to go to an extent or really get deep in terms of asking them, how to create and connect with others in a way that moves them to want to help and support you become a success in a win-win kind of way. That's the second step of the incredible stepping up to extraordinary living system. And the third step is extreme positive impact mental cultivation through the book called Success Mindsets. And Joe, I know that you're using that one right now.
I have it in my hand. I've been using it every day. And I'll tell you, when you open it and you pick one page, one thought, and you start your day with it, it transforms your entire experience. It's magical. It could, in fact, be miraculous. And it's as easy as having this book and using it.
And that's just chapter one he's talking about.
That's it.
Which is called the It's called the Success Ideal Mental Depository.
Right.
That book has five chapters, 100 pages, and it's going to take you sequentially and progressively into higher positive success creation mental threshold realms, higher expectation realms, higher unconscious success presumption realms. And if you could imagine, if you're walking up a flight of steps and at the top step is your pot of gold, that's what that book helps you create. And that book is now used by thousands worldwide, and I've done no promotion other than word of mouth, but that's how powerful that book is. So the system is the Building Superconfidence program, the Winning at Life program, and the Success Mindsets program combined into one. And because of the Joe Vitale special, it's only $179.95. Now, if you also get incredible bonus gifts, and I'm going to tell you about those now. When you go to amazingconfidence.com, as well with this program, you get five maximum personal power bonus manuals entitled The Life-Changing Power of Belief, What is Expected Tends to Be Realized, Talk Yourself Into, Not Out of Things, embracing the invincible spirit of optimism, and a simple return to happiness. These are 12 to 14 page personal strength, personal transformation enhancing manuals, each containing an incredible personal development strategy that helps you master the issue that these manuals address. You will also receive two incredibly powerful MP3 downloads. Program one is entitled Developing Ultra Success Achievement Mindsets, and program two is called Go For It, Developing the Power Mentality for Extreme Personal Achievement. And there are downloadable instructions included as well. When you order today, this system individually would cost you $289.90, but because of the Joe Vitale special, I am knocking a whopping $109.90 off it for you for only $179.95, the incredible Stepping Up to Extraordinary Living program, the three books, the five bonus manuals, the two MP3 downloads. And when you order today, you will receive a prompt return email to you, enabling you to download your bonus manuals and your MP3 downloads right away so you can begin using them tonight. And then we're going to send you the books via U.S. mail. This is the first time I've ever offered anything like this, but the response has been so overwhelming and the emails have been so absolutely overpowering in terms of people saying, I've experienced this breakthrough, this benefit, this result, this improvement, that I've decided to put this together and offer it to Joe Vitale listeners.
Amazing. Well, in fact, AmazingConfidence.com. Go to www.AmazingConfidence.com. Confidence is spelled C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E, AmazingConfidence.com. You'll see the whole thing spelled out. Now, this is a limited offer. I twisted Pete's arm, which, believe me, is not easy to do. And we can make this last probably until the end of this month. Is that true, Pete?
Yes, that'll be fine. We can do that, sure.
Okay, so the deadline is by March 1st.
Right.
So AmazingConfidence.com to get all of this. And I want to point out that this entire hour, we've gone a little over an hour, has been at no cost to you. Pete, who charges anywhere from $1,000 to $8,000, depending on what you want from him, and his materials, which this set alone would typically go for around $300, he didn't charge anything for this. This was free to me, and this call was free to you. So please, at least go review AmazingConfidence.com, and if you really do want to have superhuman confidence, the kind of confidence that nobody backs down from and that little you doesn't back down from, that I would say you want to go and get AmazingConfidence.com. I strongly endorse it. I endorse Pete. I say go see www.AmazingConfidence.com. Pete, do you have any final words for people who are still listening?
There are two types of people that I found basically in the world. The ones who are shepherds and the one who are willing to be the sheep. The shepherds are always more happy, healthier, have better relationships, better self-esteem, and a more complete sense of involvement with and enjoyment from and fulfillment and satisfaction within life. Becoming a shepherd doesn't mean you have to lead great volumes of people. It means take a step beyond the normal you, the ordinary you, and get something done that you've been hoping and wishing and dreaming and waiting for. Get that one thing done and make it your personal fact of life. Because through that experience, you learn about your own power, your own ability. You need a strategy to learn how to move yourself to do that. That's what the program that we have offered will give you, folks. But that's what I want to leave you with.
Beautiful.
The life that you want can be the life you experience. But you have to do your part and to take the kind of success-based initiative that gets the job done. And I know you can. And if you apply the strategy I taught you today and go to AmazingConfidence.com and check that program out, spend the money and get the materials and use them, folks, and then you will see that your life can become exactly what you want it to be.
Pete, I can't thank you enough. You have been truly wonderful, very grateful for all the time that you've spent, all the wisdom you've shared, the techniques, the information, and, of course, this special deal at AmazingConfidence.com, which ends March 1st. I'm going to unmute the line long enough for everybody that's still on the line. I know we've gone over, so we might have lost some, but I want the people still on the line to, at the count of three, to say thank you, Pete. We'll wait till I unlock the unmute the call. Everybody that's left, say thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Pete, from Sydney, Australia.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Pete, and I missed the first part. I couldn't get on.
Thank you, Pete and Joe Vitale.
Okay, you're welcome. And it's been a pleasure working with you, Joe, and I'm sure we'll do it again.
Thank you. Godspeed, everybody. Go see AmazingConfidence.com.